Preston Chrissy is in, and he has brought me things. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for bringing me things. You didn't have to. Wait a minute. You did have to.
Yes, I did. I had to pay my dues.
Yeah. We had a bet. We had a golf bet at the Mount Marty Golf Tournament, and the team I was on beat the team you were on. But let me tell you, the team you were on, if it came down to, like, we had to fight because of a tie, we would have lost for sure.
Yeah, I'm not gonna second guess that, but
yeah.
As far as the golf course, we got beat.
That's all right. Thanks for making the bet. So thanks for breakfast this morning.
Frying pan even.
And you brought me, it looks like a poker chip. It could be used as a ball marker. What do you call this officially?
It's similar to a challenge coin, but a poker chip of some sort. So I gave one to Kurt earlier, and okay, he thought he could just use it if he got pulled over for speeding.
That sounds like Kurt.
Yep, it does.
Well, thank you. It's got your logo on here and everything from the Sheriff's Department. It's very patriotic looking. And by the way, happy Law Enforcement Week. That was last week or that's this week?
That's this week.
That's this week. Okay.
And last week was Correctional Officer Week.
Yeah, just the other day was Peace Officer Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you very much. Yeah, it's a great time just to honor the men and women that wear the badge, and some lose their life, and some are just actively still working the streets. And so we thank all of our law enforcement, even correctional officers from last week too. It's a tough job and tough profession, but we do appreciate that.
I tell you every time, hey, thanks for doing what you do, Preston. I couldn't mean it more. It couldn't be deeper in my heart. Thank you in sincerity, a son that is in law enforcement, has been in law enforcement. You know I'm serious when I say that.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you very much.
Most importantly on this bet, you are wearing something very special, and it will appear in our Facebook photo today. Thanks for putting that on.
You know, I didn't want to wear the uniform today. I just wanted to wear a little blue. It's a different color blue than what you gave me, but...
He's got my Twins jersey on.
And I said I'm going to wear it. Even though it's radio, I'm going to wear it throughout the interview.
Good man.
Oh, my bet.
Plus, this is a low point for you. My golf team beat your golf team. Your Giants got swept by my Twins. Maybe better days are ahead.
I don't ever go to Minneapolis anymore for Giants baseball games or 49ers.
Minnesota's Vikings. Got San Francisco's number.
It is. It's pretty bad, yeah.
We'll see how it all ends. Click it or ticket. What's up?
So the Sheriff's Office, also the Highway Patrol, and the Yankton Police Department, we're all doing click it or ticket. It's going to be starting May 19th through June 1st, so we are going to have some extra deputies out and about, especially out by the lake area, a lot of high traffic area, and we want to make sure that people are arriving to the destination safe, and while they're here visiting Yankton County, that they're abiding by the laws, but they are also remaining safe while they're here. So we're going to have extra guys out working, also some DUI stuff as well, so just make sure you get a ride with somebody, and that way we keep our jails empty.
What's a seatbelt ticket run these days?
Well, seatbelts are a petty offense, so it's not a lot. It's not more than $100, I'll tell you that. But
I don't care if it was a dollar.
It's a life that we can save, baby. So they're petty offenses, so they're like $25 tickets. But right, if it could save a life, that's more the cost of it, I guess.
Let's be transparent, you and I. What percent of the time do you buckle up when you're driving?
Every time.
100%?
Yes, 100%. When I was a young kid, 14, my dad actually passed away in a car accident for not wearing a seatbelt. So that's so I tell that to my kids all the time. Plus, you hear that dinging all the time.
I'm at 99.8%, and it's that dinging that, if I like to just like going down the block or something, yeah, it starts dinging. It drives me crazy.
Manufacturers are getting smarter.
They are getting smarter. Do cars still have those ones that strap you in automatically?
I have not seen one of those for a long time.
Yeah, so, I had one of those for a while, and it was like, I don't know.
It's almost like it kind of chokes you.
Yeah. So click it or ticket coming up here in Yankton County.
Yeah, wear your seatbelt.
How is Daisy the canine doing?
She is doing exceptionally well. Good. So she's passed her drug certification. Now she's doing apprehension. So she's got 2 weeks left. Austin Sculler, our deputy, will have to do a certification on the apprehension part. So that's for her to track and to do the biting or whatnot to make sure the criminals just comply. So after 2 weeks, then she will be ready to rock and roll. So we're really excited about it. Deputy Sculler's done an excellent job. We haven't had any hangups. I think sometimes, being a canine officer, there's extra added duties, taking care of the dog. So we thank him for doing that as well.
Preston Chrissy is in. He is the sheriff of Yankton County, appearing on Heroes from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar. Oh, I forgot what I was going to lead off with you today. I was going to ask to speak to your supervisor, but I forgot to say that.
Oh, my wife's at home.
Well, Kim's at home.
Yep, she's at home.
If you pull someone over and they say, I'd like to speak to your supervisor, you should take out your cell phone and put her on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, and then I'd have to tell her, hey, you're on speakerphone, so
oh, man.
Don't say anything mean to me.
I can't tell you how much it bugs me when people do that when they get pulled over. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Last day of school today. I will confess the last day of my junior year. Did you ever see the movie Teen Wolf?
Yes.
So Teen Wolf, I think, was kind of popular at that time.
Is that Michael J. Fox?
Yes. I can't believe I did this. This is, I hope kids aren't listening. So my buddy gets in, I think it was an Oldsmobile Cutlass. I got on top and we pulled out of the school. You know, I'm a kid, you know? And Teen Wolf, that's what they did on Teen Wolf.
Yep.
I probably should have ended up in jail. I could have ended up on the pavement. It was just stupid.
Statute of limitations is probably passed, so you're okay.
Plus, it was Minnesota. You have no jurisdiction, so.
Yeah, and I won't go back there because I can't. My teams will never win.
Because of the restraining order? What?
Yeah. Actually, I was firsthand knowledge of the Brett Favre Hail Mary pass to Lewis in the end zone.
Yes.
I was about 8 rows up.
Oh, yeah. It has been a rough stretch for you.
It was.
Anyway, last day of school. Watch out for kids. Always, anyway.
Yeah, especially over in Gayville, too. We usually have our deputies over there in Gayville. But, Yankton's getting released early today. My kids are excited for me to pick them up early from school. So just be very cautious when you're driving around this summer because the kids will be more active. And there's already been some talks on our street here in town of capture the flag. So just be cautious for the kids.
Let's all be careful out there no matter what day it is. But here, especially on the last day of school, kids like myself, I was too old to be doing this, but we're really foolish. But that's what kids do. We do foolish things sometimes.
Yep, we live and we learn.
You mentioned something about a pistol permit class.
Yep, so May 24th, the Sheriff's Office is going to be hosting an enhanced pistol permit course. And so we will have RevTac is the company coming in. We're going to let them use our training room. And the enhanced pistol permits, when you get those, they're good for 5 years. It allows you to go to other states and have your concealed carry permit. Some states like California and all that, you know, they still have their own little rules where they don't like that kind of stuff. But it'll be a good class, and we're excited to host an enhanced class for our citizens of Yankton County.
Preston, thanks for coming in. I think you're a great sheriff, a good man, and a super sport for putting on that Twins jersey, bringing me breakfast, and honoring the bet you made.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.